Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. What day is it? Thursday, October 16th. And you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thank you for being here again and again and again and again. We love you, and we're glad you're with us. And we're going to have another good call tonight. And I'm excited for it. So let's do this. Before we go to Sue for what could be a tremendously stimulating and edifying teaching for us tonight, let's go ahead and pray the call in. Here we go. Heavenly good Father, we just thank you for everything that is ours. Everything that is ours as joint heirs with Jesus Christ. In him we have all things. In him we live and breathe and have our being. Thank you for provision. Jehovah Jireh, guard our provider. Thank you for providing everything that we need. The air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, our shelter, our clothing, everything is a gift from above. Thank you for the opportunity that we have on this platform to share good news with Big Call Universe. And thank you for the information that we get that is of value to everyone. Thank you for Sue and for Bob, for everyone who helps provide for us on the Big Call. Give us a great call tonight, we pray, as we bring in and usher in this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Sue, this is it. This is your time. We love it when you bring a teaching, and we can listen to it and grow from it and comment on it. So thank you in advance, Sue.
You're so welcome, Bruce, and thank you for the opportunity to, it's our time, and it's our time to share in beautiful resonance together. And I hope everybody loves this. God is good. Dream big. If I truly believe that God is good, it will be seen in my ability to dream big. And I don't mean our night dreams, although there are times when they're included in this equation. We have an obligation to the Lord and to the world around us to dream God-sized dreams that only God can fulfill. There's something about God's nature as a father that can only be realized through the fulfillment of the dreams of his people. His heart is then revealed for all to see. I believe that there will be a generation who will dream dreams that God is totally devoted to. And as they glorify him, the redemptive work of Jesus will become famous. It was in the context of friendship with God, John 15:15, that Jesus stated four times in three chapters that we could ask for whatever we wanted and it would be done for us. See John 14:13, 15:17, 15:7, 16, 16:23, 24. In light of that, I remind you that he always reserves the right to say no to any prayer that undermines our purpose. Mm-hmm. We know that God did not invite us to become self-centered Christians who demand our own way before the Almighty God. This isn't an invitation into selfishness. Instead, it's an invitation to co-labor with the Lord once again through prayer. And while it's accurate to say he's not inviting us to increase our self-centeredness, Neither is he making us robots where he programs us to pray certain things so he can answer them. He invites us into a relationship where our desires move him. The Almighty God makes himself vulnerable to the desire of his people. I sometimes wonder how much of what we're seeing in the earth, or perhaps even what we're not seeing, is the direct result of his children's dreams or lack thereof. Our faith only explores where we know God is good. It's as though our understanding of his goodness is an invitation to explore that territory through faith. This is our reality. And if I believe he is a good and if he is holy, then I have no excuse not to dream big. It's required of me. I cannot coast through life when I see his nature is as wonderful as it is. I must learn to respond to it with permission to represent his heart in the earth through my creative capacity to dream. And I believe everyone on this call is called to expand who they are, their identity, and their dreams. And that is our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's well said, well read. I think that, that to have the ability and the right to dream big is similar to asking God what we would like, and he'll do it for us. Now, obviously, like you said in the teaching, Sue, it has to be in alignment with God's heart, with God's word. You know, we can't ask for things that are contrary to the word of God. It has to be in alignment with it. But in a way, when we pray things that are not as though they were, we speak things that are not, we're dreaming for those things. Not nighttime dreaming, but daydreaming for things that we would like. And there may not be things at all. You know, they may not be physical outside things, but just characteristics of God, friendships, desire to love one another, to be more like Jesus, to, you know, all those various things we could pray for. It doesn't have to be physical things. It doesn't have to be monetary or anything like that. It can be just to be more and more like Christ himself. And believe me, God will honor dreams that align well with the Word of God. And I think that we all have a dream. We all have a dream about seeing this blessing to completion, seeing ourselves and our families in good shape financially, but we really need to see ourselves in good shape spiritually and see ourselves moving forward in love for humanity, moving forward to help other people that are not as fortunate as we are, and to go forward in that light, you know, to be essentially the hands and feet of Jesus on this earth. That's really what we're called to be. And for some people that we run across and meet, we might be the only Jesus that they ever come in contact with, that they ever see. So I think we should look at things that way and move forward in that light. And yeah, we are going to co-create with God, co-labor with God, and co-labor with his creation in this earth. So I love that teaching. I think it was really well read, and well described, Sue. I think it really spoke to us and gave us a really good perspective about dreaming, about doing things, about creating, but about being aligned with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so I thank you for it, Sue. It was really nice teaching. Thank you very much. Let's go to Bob and say, Bob, did this teaching speak to you? And if so, what did it say to you?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you for bringing us another great, great teaching. It's like, you know, I was saying this before, Sue, it's like we've had so many great teachings to uplift us and help, you know, to think deeply, think more with our heart and soul, that for us who've been with the call for a long time, we've had the benefit of it twice a week. So it just keeps compounding and compounding in its
true.
You know, in its effectiveness, and it becomes, you know, like it becomes like this collective treasure of a treasure trove of teachings is the way I look at it.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I was listening to what you were saying about, you know, this whole aspect of creating and dreaming. It doesn't have to be for things, but about relationships, and reminded me of Arthur Brooks, his book called The Happiness Files. And he's a researcher that studies the science of happiness. And he was saying that the bottom line is that there's three things that relate to happiness, and people tend to get them in the wrong order with the wrong emphasis. And the three things are, number one, things, and number two, relationships, and number three, spirituality and God. He says, well, people are unhappy. They worship their things and their pursuit of things. And instead of worshiping people, they use people. They spend very little time in prayer. And so he said, if all you have to do is flip the priorities, where instead you use your things instead of using people, and you spend your time improving your relationships and worshiping your relationships the way that you worship God. So spend more time worshiping God, more time worshiping your relationships, and no time worshiping things, but rather use your things as tools for happiness. And Arthur Brooks is a very famous teacher. You know, he teaches at Harvard. He's written 300 essays for Atlantic Magazine, and he appears on podcasts all over the world. And this is all based on scientific research. And then, you know, Sue, you were talking about dreaming big and thinking about God and how big of a dream, you know, you can really dream. And I started thinking, you know, since we are in the universe that God created, it's like we're sitting in the middle of that universe, and it's like a hologram where we're just one little piece, but we contain the whole. And so I was thinking, what if you focused on your own highest thoughts for yourself? And in fact, because of that relationship to God, when you focus on your highest thoughts for yourself, you actually do have a God-sized dream, because
right.
the whole kingdom's available to you. And
right.
you know, you can use the teachings that Sue that you've had in all of your classes and here on the Big Call and sit in this place of, you know, metacognition and meta awareness. And you
my
can watch
favorite.
Yeah, yeah, and you can watch your thoughts, right? And if you're going to pursue the highest thoughts you can conjure for yourself, you first have to be able to watch the thoughts you do have and be aware of them, and then move into creation mode. So instead of having thoughts appear relative to the environment, you can create your own thoughts that are related to your dreams, and you can use that meta-awareness to connect, to connect to God, and as you connect, you can even revise those dreams to make them even bigger, you know, and brighter. And, you know, if we think about the fact that God created the entire universe, right, of 2 trillion galaxies, each with 200 billion stars, and with almost completely endless. And if he's the king of that universe, and we are of him, then maybe we can become our own king or our own queen, since, you know, each of us has our own universe within for us to rule.
Absolutely. That's sovereignty. That was your best teaching ever, Bob. That was amazing.
that was good, Bob. I really enjoyed that. Sue,
so
it's
amazing.
Obvious that you are the queen of your own universe.
I know.
We can all see that very clearly. And I like that, Bob. I like what you were saying. It's really good. And I like what the author said about kind of reprioritizing those three things. I think that makes some sense, absolutely. And Sue, you're the queen of your own universe. So what do you have to say about this teaching? And take us on a little journey.
So where do I enter this discourse? Let's see. Let's start
without
at the
compromising your segment, Sue. Without compromising your segment. Yeah.
So we're okay, so I would like to get people's pads out because this is gonna be a creative but simple. Mm. Don't worry, it's not gonna go on and on. So imagine that you had like an elliptic. And that elliptic circle on the outside was all your social conditioning that was based on survival. Survival being, boy, I better not go beyond what most people believe or think or see or do, or else I could A, get crucified, B, not have any friends, C, who knows what else. And now, with everybody's circle expanding in abundance, so we're going to have all the abundance, all the survival needs met. You could buy anything you want. And I was telling a friend that was sort of on the outskirts of this, and he said, all people are going to do is they're going to be lazy, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that'll probably, they'll get what the word is called, hedonic. They'll go try to buy things to fill themselves up. And then they're going to burn out on that. And it's going to be like, that's not going to be like smoking. Because most people are going to be at parties saying, what are you doing that's creating meaning in your life? It's going to be a big shift. So to me, this teaching is the circumference of sovereignty. To dream big is to have the foundation that you have the resources and the foundation in Christ, and then the resources around you to be sovereign in what, and this is very Sue, but it's also, Bob knows, highly researched. This is 35 years of doing this kind of work. You'll have the resources, but to dream big is going to be, how can I be sovereign, move into my highest well-being, create great jobs that are going to create meaning and purpose for people, and regenerate the earth. That's dreaming big. Dreaming big, to me, and you said it really well, Bruce, it's about moving from scarcity. When you don't have enough of something, you don't have enough of God. When you don't have enough of God, just like Bob's researcher, who I hadn't heard of, Bob, that's interesting. You're going to, when you don't have enough of yourself inside yourself, what do? You get addicted to things, to food, to work, to people. That's about 97% of the people on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
They're addicted to the outside. Because a lot of people, and this is going to be, this, I'm calling it right here on the big call. The big piece is going to be to have time. And Bob said it really well. If you don't have metacognition, that's why we do meditation in all our classes. Metacognition is the ability to observe yourself, not be just doing your habit, this is who I am, your personality. If you don't have enough time to quiet and reflect and go inside and see who you are and merge with Christ and become Christ-like, then you're just going to be the average human doing the same old thing, doing the same thing you did yesterday.
Mm.
But when you adapt, called adaptive, when you go, wait a minute, there's something more. I'm bigger than who I thought I was.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're dreaming your identity. And it's got to start with your identity. It's not like, oh, I need to achieve to be like so-and-so, or I need to be famous, mm-hmm. or I need to do, because that's all tied to the material. And there's nothing wrong with material.
Mm.
It's just that the dreaming big is about turning around, becoming aware, tracking your thoughts for a week, noticing what you pay attention to, noticing what triggers you, noticing how you see yourself, and then finally saying, that's not who I am. That's who I've been conditioned to be.
Yeah.
And the reason why you do that now is so you can see it and make a commitment that when this blessing comes, you're going to make space for your deeper self in Christ. That's the most important thing of all. Because then the whole design of, if we had 24 million people on this call hearing this, and hopefully it's like ringing so loud inside of them that they did that, we would create a flash in the way this world works. So that's how I saw it.
It's good, Sue. I like that. Thank you for taking us on that journey.
Was that a journey?
Yeah. It was.
Okay.
Yeah. A journey to the center of our mind.
That's good. Yeah, it's the center of your mind.
So,
oh,
Sue,
boy.
That's good, Bob. I
don't read the praise. I don't read the praise and prayer requests, but I've got to send this to Bob. Bob, you're going to be doing some reading, I hope. Tell me when you get this, okay? I'm not going to read this, but Bob's going to read it.
Okay,
keep
Bob's
going.
Bob's going to read it for prayer and praise?
Yes.
Okay.
You'll see.
Bob, when you get it, let us know when you get it, Bob,
okay,
so that you can read it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, since we're in the mm-hmm. meantime, Sue, we're going to prayer and praise.
Mm-hmm.
And until Bob gets that and acknowledges that he has it, we will move forward. Let's see if anybody has anything that we can pray for tonight.
Yeah, I have it. I have it already.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. So this is from Pastor Scott. And because it's about me, I just saw it. So because it's about me and it's so extraordinarily beautiful, I just saw the first couple of lines. I'd like
Bob
to read it because it just isn't right for me to read it. Thank you, Bob.
I hear you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Scott. It says, tonight's praise goes to Sue. Sue, I don't think I can find the words in the dictionary to describe you. Maybe the same words used in Scripture to describe God. Holy, holy, holy. Every time the angels flew around God's presence, all they could say was holy, holy, holy.
Yeah.
In Isaiah, every time you lead us, teach us, we see another beautiful and glorious fact of you. I know I'm speaking for the pod, Big Call Universe, when I say this. You are loved mightily in all you have done here and for what your projects will be for humanity. You know I'd follow you to Jupiter when we go. Enough said. I'm welling up in tears as I write this. Strong men cry. Yeah. Strong men cry, I heard someone say recently. We all love you. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Well, that's good.
That is so beautiful.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah.
He really knows how to express his feelings, that's for sure.
Thank you. Every man needs to learn how to express their feelings, their tenderness, and learn how to cry. Right, co-pilot?
Yes.
We had men in our pod that other women said, I have to have my husband on this call because they were so good at expressing their love and their vulnerability. Pastor Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Very good. Thank you for reading that, Bob. I think Sue exemplifies those things, those qualities that you mentioned. And Sue, I was saying that you were the queen of your own universe, and yet when you were a little girl teaching fish and going beyond that, your mother referred to you as Queenie.
I was wondering if you... Okay, everybody, so my mother used to call me because I just knew things, and she would call me, yes, Miss Queenie.
Uh-huh. There's probably a few other girls out there that heard that growing up, but that definitely fit you,
God.
Sue. You were referred to as, yes, Miss Queenie.
I think I was just very self-aware, and... And enjoyed life. Thank you, Bruce. That was so fun.
And did you think I was going to go there? Did you think I was going to go there? Because
I didn't know if I told you that. Oh, my God. So funny.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of things that's fun. Pastor
that
Scott,
fun.
That was really good. And thank you, Bob.
That was so beautiful.
Good.
Thank you.
Anything else in the way of prayer of praise.
I wasn't anticipating.
Too.
It's a good thing I don't read those in advance.
Yes, yeah, yeah, really.
Yes, we have from Jeannie, and thank you, co-pilot. First Thessalonians 5:16-18. Oh, sorry, I went ahead. Romans 8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. The emphasis is on trusting God, who is actively working in every circumstance. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Oh, I'm just getting choked up. Whew, it's like a delayed reaction.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm having the delayed reaction, I just have to say this, is because it really... Hold, I got to like hold it. It's because it's really about, it's for all of us. What Pastor Scott says about me is really for all of us. It's seeing our holy selves. And that's why we're here together, is to feel that finally, to recognize that in each other, and to share it. Okay. Oh, God, too much. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Maintain a constant state of prayer and thankfulness. Today we pray. Hamas has so far returned 9 of the 28 deceased hostages. We pray that the bodies of 19 deceased hostages that still remain in Gaza be found and returned to their families in Israel so that they could have closure. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call, all the wonderful leaders and listeners, MedBeds, RV blessings, and world peace. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie. That was beautiful.
It's very good. It's very good.
Very good.
Wait, Sue. I'm getting something. Hold on.
Mommy, this is no peach. Mommy, this is no peach. I heard you crying, and I'm a long way away from you. Thank you, no peeps. Appreciate that transmission to Mommy. She loves you, and we all love you. Over and out.
So that's very beautiful. So just really quickly before we move into the segment, this is for all the animal lovers. Bruce knew that I've rescued a baby robin, and I want to give a shout-out to another wild one who rescued a injured vulture the other day.
Yep.
And No Peeps was a little yellow warbler that I rescued for just a very short little time, but we've spent years talking about No Peeps, who's a yellow warbler, and I'm going to get into my segment. But did you know when I went and found out what, and Bruce named her, and did you know that yellow warblers are about 2 inches? They have one of the prettiest songs, but that they fly from upper New England, let's just say it like that, upper New England down to South America. That's like, you know, like 7,000 miles. And back.
It's pretty long.
It's pretty long. And they fly 5,000, sometimes 8,000 and 10,000 miles up. They fly
feet,
at night.
Elevation. Feet.
Elevation, yep. Elevation.
Yep.
They fly at night. So their championship nighttime high altitude flyers, that a little 2-inch bird does that. And we're going to be doing a book on her, because if she can do that, imagine what we can do.
That's right.
So that's,
and they fly about 100 to 200 miles a night. They're nighttime flyers.
Just crazy.
It's like we
just keep studying and studying and studying and realizing that if you look deep enough, each one of us and every living thing is so miraculous. And that's the world we're going to be creating. That's the world we're going to be creating. We've already started writing the book.
So, I'm going to make it into a children's book, Sue. A children's book that Mommy and Daddy could read to the little one, who pretends she can read but can't quite read, so makes up the words or remembers what was read to her. And then pretty soon she'll be able to, and he'll be able to read.
So that a little child will realize in them is the seed of miraculous big dreams. Like, I'm going to fly to South America.
That's right. Well, I had to throw that in, Sue. It was just the right for it, I think.
Thank you.
So, Sue, thank you for that. Thank you for the prayer and praise, and Jeannie and Pastor Scott et al. And let's go, let's see what you've got for us tonight, Sue, in the way of a segment. Anything else that you want us to know? Do we have to get our pad and pen out ready to go?
I haven't prepared it like that because I was so blown away by what I'm going to share with Bob. I want this segment to be about witnessing, just like we witness what Bob is doing by running Boomer Boost and following what he's been passionate about and how his mission is ignited and reaching so many people and helping the people that are going to be transforming this world, us on the big call, and probably people beyond the big call, to be at their healthiest, to be reversing their aging. You know, each of us is doing that. How, Bruce, you are collecting the intel when your sight isn't good, when, you know, you could have been hampered by what you're doing, but your mission, your purpose, your heart has been so involved in distributing information so everyone can benefit, that it had you doing things that, you know, you probably didn't think you could do, going through everything you've been going through. And so it's our purpose. And I've had people that were coming out, and you know who I'm talking about, who are coming out of the corporate world. It's interesting how I'm going to weave things I was thinking about today.
Okay.
And Copilot knows who I'm talking about, who actually said to me, and I did some deep contemplation on this, he said, "Please don't kick me out of the pod."
Oh, I remember that.
7 days after he had been in the first class, and he wrote to me and he said, "Please don't kick me out of the pod." And for some reason, he's passed, and for some reason I was reflecting on that. Why did he say that? And I wrote to a friend, and they said, because what you're doing, and literally what we're all doing, it's not about, this isn't the Sue Hour, we're all preparing for a new kind of leadership that this man had never experienced. It was heart. It was contribution. It was creativity. It was purpose. He loved those classes so much, like I think a lot of the members do. And everybody on this call is getting ready to hear about, do you realize we did this? Like, you hear Bob's testimonials, you're hearing my testimonials. You're about to be living in a world and in projects where you're going to be looking at people's eyes shining because they're creating something so beautiful and so good. That once when I was in a project for anti-obesity with a woman from Canada, we had all these huge, we had Harvard Medical School, we had all this stuff, and we were in this room, just the three of us, and I said, how do you feel about this, to my business partner? And he was had been a pastor, really, really talented, and he looked at me and he said, it feels like Christmas. That's what purpose, when it's really right. So write this down. You can use this. When I'm really doing what I'm meant to be doing, it's going to feel like Christmas to you. It's going to feel like joy and play and like you're so lucky. So I got contacted. This is for Bob. Fascinating. About maybe 6 weeks ago, by a woman, and she signed off, Sister Dina. And we were having trouble. Somehow something was going on. And so I called her. And she, Bob, is in a, she's in a hermitage, which means she's, I can't give her a location. But we were on the phone for literally 2 hours talking about her relationship to God, her dedication to God, her purity, like back and forth and back and forth and kind of the new truths that are going to be emerging and et cetera, et cetera. And she wrote today or yesterday to get not a class four, the team building piece. Mm-hmm. And she had written about, she got the MedBed 100. So we're going to still share MedBed 100 and not a class four. But I want Bob to read to you, because this is the important part. This is a woman who's dedicated her life to God, and this is her experience with the MedBed 100 program. It was the most, I mean, today, between Pastor Scott, and I wasn't expecting that, and this is literally borrow the frequency that you're hearing. Don't make it about me. Make it, borrow it as if I'm going to experience creating this
Sister
for people.
Sister Dina. Experience.
Sister Dina. Wait until you hear this, Bruce. And it's our Catholic hermitage, and so I thought Bob would have fun reading it. Go ahead.
Alrighty.
All right. So this starts out saying, I have been meditating daily using Sue's MedBed meditations, especially her comments on stepping into our divine humanity. I have felt deep within me that focusing and concentrating on Sue's words and the images they engender lead to a first frisson of the frequency, the vibration, the energy we all have inside us, which forms the basis of the MedBed transformative experience. It is the beginning of our beginning. A new way of living in a completely regenerated physical body that, incredibly, also exists and lives in a non-physical realm. So we, MedBed pioneers, are not only explorers of a new technology, but also the ambassadors of a new way of living. We bridge the old way of life and the new, serving as beacons of light and love for our brothers and sisters behind us. Thank you, Sue, for offering the catalyst to transform our world and help us transform the world for others.
Isn't that beautiful, Bob?
Yeah. She really captures the essence of the spirit of the MedBeds. And it sees the MedBeds much more than just a thing, right? It's more than
technology.
The way of thinking about the new beginning of a new life.
Yes. Yes.
With heightened expectations and goals and dreams. And we can all do that right now, this very minute, just as this wonderful sister is doing. She's not waiting to get into the MedBed.
Right.
She's experiencing the spirit of it before ever experiencing the bed itself.
Right.
Probably the most important part about the whole MedBed concept.
Exactly. That's the reason why we developed the program, is so that people, which is, I've been saying it, but she captured it. And Dina, if you're listening, I just can't thank you enough. I wrote to her already. It's about, this is going to be a very big shift. And you've heard me say it all along. It's not about listening to a lot of information and having it in your head and not thinking about it. It's literally about understanding by deepening into the experience and feeling what your soul and your spirit want to embody. You can't do that if you're just in your intellect and you're thinking, I'm going to go into the med bed, I'm going to be getting better from being sick. It's who's the totality of who you're going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're integrated. And that's why the MedBed 100 is this really unique program, because it walks you through with meditations that allow you to integrate what you've chosen, move beyond dire needs, but you step into your future self. You literally can walk right now as that MedBed self. And you can begin to, just like Bob said, you can begin to heal yourself by running that frequency through you now. You could create a very big shift. Who knows how big? So that's why we created the MedBed 100 program. But to have a woman of God experience it so deeply and so purely, and thank you, and another man of God, read it, Bob.
Yes.
That's why we're on the call. We're not here to intellectualize faith anymore. We're here to embody it, to become it, to walk as living light beings. That's really thinking big. We're going to come out of the med beds with abilities that, I mean, just imagine, you'll look around and maybe in a month you'll see 20 or 30, and how long after a year, and what's going to happen when they're leading projects, et cetera, et cetera. So, a lot of inspiration tonight. Here's what we want you to do. If you're interested in deepening, this is deepening and preparing and becoming your future self now. Please, for the MedBed, please send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. integrated minds. If you need to, look it up in the dictionary, minds@hushmail.com. And just put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not. I haven't talked to Bruce today, so I have no idea where the intel is, but I wouldn't dawdle. Because it is a very, very unique and very special program. And when the 800 numbers come out, Unfortunately, we're going to have to close it down for NDA reasons, project reasons, all sorts of reasons. So
shut it down.
Please, you know, just let your spirit guide you. And then we're still going to make the not a class four sovereign teams. Just say sovereign teams, Bruce, for tonight. Or not a class sovereign. Say not a class sovereign.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, again, that person that I talked to that was corporate, like was running one of the largest corporations in the world. And he just couldn't get over the integration, which again is about, it's about, there's a lot of strategy on the, on especially on the team call. There's a lot of strategy, there's a lot of organizational psychology and neuroscience and all this cool for people with intellect. But it's blended with heart. And you're going to get to think about releasing what you may have experienced in a team or anxiety about picking people or whatever it is. And you're going to get meditations, two of them, that are going to prepare you to be a person that will be conscious of how you develop your teams. Who are you when you're your future self and you know how to walk into a room, articulate what you need, and build your team? You're going to feel confident about that, or would you like some support with that? And how to do it so you're not overloaded by it. It's like one step at a time, but with clarity, boundaries, and confidence. So that's why we did not a class, sovereign teams, sovereign world. So all you have to do, again, is send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, not a class, sovereign, NAC sovereign. And both of those programs are $100. And that's
each.
Two classes each, which, yeah, one class, MedBeds 100, two classes, $50 each, 35 years of experience, tons of emergent research. It's really, really a bargain. And most of all, it's designed for people like us who want to create a new, regenerative, healthy approach to leadership and to living. So that's my spectacular night on the big call. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, everybody,
welcome,
for letting me serve, for allowing me to serve, and thank you, Pastor Scott and Dina, for your incredible support.
Yes. Hold on. Sue, I'm getting something. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
No peeps.
Uh-oh.
Is that you?
Daddy, tell Mommy. Tell Mommy.
I don't want her to go into a convent. Just be the Mommy that she is now. Okay. Thank you, No Peace. Thank you. I don't think Mommy's going into a convent, but you never know.
You never know. I may just go with Sister Dina.
With Sister Dina. That's right. That's funny. Well, Sue, thank you for that. And just to be clear, the MedBed 100 is $100. And the Not a Class Sovereign is $100. Each of those has two classes in each. So $100 and $100 for Not a Class for Sovereign. All right, Sue, thank you. It's a fun night Bob. It's a fun night, Sue.
I know.
I appreciate no beeps coming in at the last minute
I know.
Bringing us a little bit of a transmission I just picked up. So thank you. Thank you, Sue. Bob, I don't know how we're going to top this, but I know the sale is working pretty well. We can talk about that. And, of course, any testimonials that you have always are going to be fun to listen to.
So whatever you think.
Okay. Well, I can only top it with a story about something somebody else did. How's that?
Okay.
Oh, that's
all right.
It won't be me. So, Sue, I once had the experience of going to a cloisters on Easter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There was probably about 40 nuns, and they had their own special chapel that had, like, bleacher-style seats. Not real bleachers. They had backs to them, but and they were facing each other. So there was, like, 20 nuns on each side. And then an altar up front. And there was a small group of people that worked with the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart that were invited this Easter. But we weren't allowed to see the nuns.
No.
And so they had a curtain put up where we could see the priest doing the mass, but we couldn't see the nuns. But we could hear them singing and praying.
Wow.
And they had invited a guest priest, Catholic priest, from somewhere in Pennsylvania to come and perform a special Easter mass, which he did. It was a special version, and it took 4 hours.
Oh.
And he did it by himself, but with help from a choir of nuns. And he himself sang the entire time. So the whole 4 hours, he was singing this mass that he had created. And a lot of it was the mass that is done, you know, usually at a Catholic church. There were all the elements of that. But there was all these other elements to it. And he did not stop singing for 4 hours.
Wow.
Was it in Latin or in English, Bob?
In English.
Okay.
And
wow.
It was, I the only thing I can, like, kind of relate it to is if you've ever been to a rock concert with somebody who's notorious for putting out lots of energy, like Elton John or Charlie Daniels, right? That just you just watch and you go, "Wow, I haven't put out that much energy in the last year that they just put into that song."
That's what
this was like. It was, I think, if someone had made a videotape of me, my mouth was hanging open the whole 4 hours.
How old were you?
I was probably about, let's see, 27, 30. I was about 32.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I can still remember it to this day, like, vividly.
I bet you do.
And anyway, so that was the only thing
That's
I could think
cool,
of
Bob.
That might have happened tonight.
That's beautiful. But we could all feel the frequency of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like how spectacular that was.
Yeah.
See it.
Yeah. Well, here's a frequency coming from a testimonial I have.
All right. Segue.
This lady sent in a picture. And she's in the most beautiful outfit you have ever seen in your life. This beautiful golden shirt, I think it is, because I can only see from small way up, and a more bright gold scarf with the coolest glasses and a hat that looks like it was, like, custom made for a queen. And
wow.
She took a picture, and she wrote in this testimonial a half an hour ago. It says, "We've tried many products for my 89-year young mom to take daily. I asked her to give Boomers Forever Young a try, and she agreed. After taking the Myotrol less than a week, she said, These are the best vitamins I have ever taken. LOL.
Yep.
I feel stronger, and my knees don't hurt walking down the stairs.
That's good.
I personally want to thank you, Bob, so very much for providing exceptional service and allowing my mom to have faith in a company that tells the truth about what its products do.
Wow, that is so strong.
Yeah.
So wonderful.
And, you know, I'm going to share that with Eric Kurtz, because I was on the phone with Eric today for almost an hour and a half.
Wow.
Talking to him about Myotrol. And he was explaining a lot of incredible detail about it for us, because some of the different podcasts that want to bring Eric on their show to tell them about Myotrol, he's not able to do it, and he wants me to be on the podcast. So he's telling me more details about how he created it and what he actually discovered during the creation process that he's never told anybody about before.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
It was quite enlightening, and I had to do a lot of research afterwards, you know, with AI searches and internet searches to understand the depth of certain things. And, like,
very cool.
In explaining how he created Myotrol, he gave us an acronym I have in my notes. I can't remember it right now. It was like BCS or something like that. And so he said, well, of course we used BCS. So as if everybody knew what it was. And so I went and looked it up in bronze. And it's this intense, elaborate, multi-dozen step process of biological engineering and discovery research that not one in 50 million people on the planet could understand what it was.
And that's cool.
Every time I read a line, there were new words in it that I had never heard before. And
he just
casually mentions, well, of course we use that.
Right.
Of course.
And basically what it is it's a system of steps that allows a scientist to figure out exactly which molecule will activate or suppress which gene. And it's like off the charts complex. And it turns out even that if you think you're activating a gene, well, the gene isn't just one pinpoint. It's actually this little chain. And the chain, when it gets activated at the beginning, it acts in a certain way. But if it gets activated in the middle, it acts a different way. And if it's got a mutation, it might get activated at the beginning and come to a stop in the middle. And it just goes on and on and on and on about genetic expression in detail. And so that was my 2 o'clock phone call this afternoon. And then it was like just mind-blowing how much Eric knows about the tiny details of molecular biology and the function of the human body. Just from, like, he get a load of this. If you're sitting on the couch thinking, I want to get up and go for a walk so that I get some exercise, or I want to get up off the couch and go out into the sunlight because I know it's good for me as long as I'm not out too long and get sunburned. And a process begins to happen in your brain and in your body that leads to your muscles actually taking an action. And he knows molecule by molecule and electron by electron in genetic expression by genetic expression exactly what happens for that person to get up off the couch and move.
So you were like a universe of new knowledge. That must have been so fun for you.
Yeah, it was amazing. And this is the thing. He also knows what typically happens to people as they age and why the life expectancy for a man in the United States is only 71 and a half years and a woman only 76 years. He knows why all that happens. And so he does all of this research so that a testimonial like the one I just read, where this 89-year-old lady can now walk down the stairs with no pain in her knees. That's why he's doing it.
Yep.
It took a genius to figure out how to help that lady walk down the stairs with no pain in her knees. And it's actually working. And this is what is unique about some of the scientists in the world. And Eric is one of them, and so is Ken Campbell, the man that created the Gladiator barley. And these are what they call discovery-based scientists. They're discovering new things to solve old problems. And there's a very select few of the discovery-based scientists, of which there are thousands, that can actually take what they discovered underneath an electron microscope or in a laboratory, and at the end of the day, you can actually take a pill that does something miraculous. And there's a big difference between a discovery in the lab and being able to actually buy a bottle of Myotrol, right? And both Eric and Ken have that broad scope of expertise on how to make that happen. And it goes on and on and on, the things we talked about with contract manufacturing companies and all the different, you know, pitfalls. And here's one of the things, you guys. The best scientists keep complete control of the product development and production. And only at the last minute, when it's 100% guaranteed that it's going to be powerful and correct, do they turn it over to somebody else. So normally when you ask somebody, hey, I have a product I want, and I want you to put it in gel caps for me, the answer is, great, send us all the ingredients. We'll mix it all together in our mixer, and we'll put it in the gel caps for you. Or we'll order all those ingredients for you, and we'll mix it together, and we'll put it in a gel cap. Eric is like, no, that's not the way it's going to happen, because they won't purify it properly. They won't change the osmolality factor so it actually gets into the nucleus and pings the DNA. They won't make sure that the quality control is so intense that there's no bacteria in it at all. He's like, I'm going to do all of that to make sure that the only thing they have to do when it arrives at their facility is put it in the gel caps. And that way I know it's going to be excellent every single time. And it's going to be the same every single time. And so Eric makes sure in his own pharmaceutical grade laboratory and production center that when Myotrol is perfect, it goes into these highly sanitized food grade 55-gallon drums that get sent to the site that puts them into the gel caps. And Ken Campbell does the same thing with his barley. He and his wife process our barley by themselves in their processing center with all this pristine stainless steel equipment. They very carefully grind the final product in an old-fashioned stone grinding wheel to make sure they don't burn any of the product. And only when it's perfect do they allow it to be put into barrels and sent down the street to be put into jars, because the guy down the street has newer and better equipment for putting powders into jars, and he has an association with him. But he doesn't ask John at the processing center in Edmonton, Alberta, to do anything but put it in the jars, because he wants it to be perfect, and he makes sure that it is year after year after year, and he's been sending it to us, tons after ton of it, that's perfect, for 14 years, right? And Eric Kurtz now, for a year, has been sending us this Myotrol that's perfect each time, and we're on our fifth order of Myotrol. And we hope that for the next 14 years, and it'll be 28 years by that time for Ken Campbell,
yep,
that we'll be able to provide these products. This is very different than, and I think that's why in the testimonial, the lady put in there, LOL, when her mom called them vitamins.
Yeah.
Now, vitamins are miraculous. But there's no vitamins in Myotrol. But there are epigenetic activators. Anyway, that's, we got other testimonials too. Some of them, you know, it's great because you get these testimonials like that that really make you think. And then you get another one that came in 2 hours ago about the same product, and it's two words, great product.
It's like, yep,
it is.
Yep.
Another guy writes in, he goes, I haven't taken it long enough to see any difference. So he'll be writing back, but this is what makes you 4.7 out of 5 stars, right? Because
right.
He hasn't been taking it long enough, he graded it 3 stars, right?
Uh-huh.
So guess what? That goes into the mix.
Yep.
And so, also, you know, just before I finish, Bruce, just to let people know about the sale we're doing. So, and I have to tell you, this sale is really popular. And and it's like we were saying, you know, on Tuesday, every product is on sale. And guess what? Right. We've never had a sale on Myotrol, right? It costs too much money to put it on sale. But it's on sale right now. Why? Because everything's on sale. And so so is every other product that rarely goes on sale. And people are saying, wow, we're waiting for a sale on Boomer Booth. Well, guess what? Everything's on sale.
Now's the time. It's on sale.
And it goes like this, Bruce. You want to tell them the rundown of what the numbers are on it?
Sure. Yep. If you spend $75 in products, you get 10% off. If you spend $150, you get 15% off. And if you go all the way to $200 or more, you get 20% off. So you can choose any combination of products that you want to get to that volume level to get 10, 15, or 20% off. And a lot of people are stretching all the way to 200 to get the extra 5% and go 20% off on all of it.
There you go, Bruce.
Yep.
That's it. That's the sale.
I think it's
You can call in if you want help from Lucy or Stephanie. They're pretty busy. There's a lot of people like this. They'll probably go on, you know, for probably till the end of the month. And so it's going to be a lot of opportunity for people to get it. And when I did talk this morning to Stephanie and Lucy, they said, yeah, there's a lot of people taking advantage of it, but that they're keeping up. And so
That's good. Yep.
People call, they are still getting called back the same day if they have to leave a message.
Right, which is cool. So here's how, thank you, Bob. That was really good. I love the fact that you got kind of the inside scoop talking with Eric today for an hour and a half. And you kind of are an insider with these guys. And, you know, they're imparting more and more knowledge and information to you because they trust you more and more the more they get to know you and talk to you. And I think it's terrific to kind of be on the inside and get that additional information and quality that they're bringing to you. And what everybody needs to know is Boomers is exclusive, the exclusive distributor of Myatrol and Boomer Boost and Barley. And we do have a premium probiotic that is unique to Boomers. I mean, it's really giving you an opportunity to get the best product in a given area that nobody else has. Can't get it anywhere else. That's what's so cool about Boomers. You know, it's just great. And you know, to get this order together and get 10, 15, or 20% off on any product in the system, all you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And then when you get there, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link. It'll take you right into Bob's site. You can go through all the various products. You can see how the sale works, again, if you don't remember. And you can put an order together online, put it to your cart, and the discount will come up at the end when you check out. But it's a really good idea, you know, to take advantage of some, especially in my case, I'm not going to load up on way too many Myatrol, but I'm definitely going to get 2 or 3 months supply of it in case there's a little slowdown and inventory gets a little light and it's a little, maybe it's not this next order that comes in, hopefully will come in like clockwork and it won't be a big deal, but just in case, good to have a couple of jars backing up or backup. So that's how I'm going to look at it and take advantage of that and get to the 20% level. I think that's great. It's just volume-based. It's volume-driven. So if you want to call, if you have a question or a problem or you need some additional information that's not, that you don't see on the site, just call the 800 number and speak to Stephanie or Lucy. And it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. For a little bit longer. So, and call, and then, of course, if you don't get in right away and get somebody from customer support, then you'll just leave your name and phone number, and they'll call you right back. As soon as they get off the other line with somebody, they'll give you a call right back. It's very tempting to stay on the phone and talk, even for me. But then I don't do that with Stephanie. I just get in, let her have the order, get out. Next thing you know, she confirms it to me as a text to my phone. It's all good. So that's how you want to do it. Take advantage of it. And, you know, if it's a stretch to go all the way to $150 or $200, just do what you can do. I think it's going to be well worth it to take advantage and pick up maybe a few products that you don't normally get and do it that way. So take advantage of the sale and use it. Like, it's going really well so far. People like this. They like that they can put any product that Bob has, Boomer Boost, Barley, Lignans, probiotics, obviously Myatrol, and whatever else they want to do on sale. All right. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much. Let's get into the Intel segment. And I don't have a whole lot. We actually got a lot of information yesterday. And it was interesting because we had 5 or 6 different sources unrelated to each other that were telling us we are ready to go. They thought it would be today. Now, one in particular said we thought we'd be notified with our emails around 11 this morning, and it didn't happen. He said, if that doesn't happen today, look around 9:30 in the morning Friday, tomorrow. And I thought, all right, well, we can do that. Now, the way this intel changes, I'm going to intercept and introduce a concept. Remember, President Trump just brokered the peace deal, the 20-point peace accord with Hamas and Israel. And there's still some stuff going on there, but they did, like Jeannie said, they have returned some of the deceased people that were held captive. All the people that were alive, and there were 20 of them, came back about 3 days ago. But now it's time to send the deceased bodies back to Israel. And they're in the process of that. But Hamas is not exactly playing ball. So we'll see what they do. We know we can't trust what they say. So we'll see what they do. Next, President Trump has already had a call, I believe, with President Putin of Russia. He may have another one tonight or tomorrow, but I know that Zelensky from Ukraine is meeting with President Trump tomorrow in the Oval Office. And those two are supposed to be putting together and signing the peace accord between Russia and Ukraine. And we should have that complete and announced tomorrow. And the word we had was President Trump will be announcing world peace tomorrow. Now, that should satisfy Jassara and Nasara to get underway. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to us getting notified. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow. It could push all the way to and through the weekend. Remember I said Tuesday, I'm hearing two things. I'm hearing Thursday, which was today, we didn't get it, and I'm hearing later in the weekend, like Sunday, even Sunday into Monday. So we're definitely deferred at least till tomorrow, and it could end up being the weekend. And you know what? As a result, I don't know where we stand exactly, because we can't get confirmation back yet, on the DOGE payment, the R&R payment, and the tariff dividends, all of which are coming as direct deposits into our bank accounts. So we don't know exactly what the status is on those coming. Social Security increases we heard would be this month. No evidence of it yet. No evidence. And we've actually already had 3 weeks of Social Security. First, the 8th, and the 15th. 22nd will be next Wednesday. So, what we have heard people see is a notification from Social Security of a $99 increase. Well, that's not the increase that we're talking about. That might be a cost of living allowance. The only thing I can think of, it's just a little $99 bump. So I wouldn't call that the increase. So I would not count on it unless at the very end of the month they go ahead and give everybody the increase that they were looking for in their Social Security that they didn't get. Let's see what happens on that. Court is still out on that. We can't get confirmation on that yet. Of course, I'll probably get something after the call is over tonight. You know how that is. On Thursday night, you usually get something. But that doesn't help us for the big call now. All right, so we go beyond that. We heard that Bonhoeffer, now the same person that gave us 11 o'clock today also gave us, if not, then look for something at 9:30 in the morning tomorrow. And then further to that, we go, okay, what is going on in Iraq? Well, we got word from our source in Iraq, and there's a couple of guys that we talked to there in Iraq that are very close to President Soudani and Alak and everybody else that's of power there. They know them personally. And what we're hearing is that Iraq this morning at 8:30 Iraq time, Baghdad time, did revalue the Iraqi dinar. And this time, it's one where the three zeros on the 30 notes in Iraq, that would be the 25K, 10K, 5K, and 1K notes, all had the 30 stripped off to the point where they now are worth 25 dinar, 10 dinar, 5 dinar, and 1 dinar without the 30. Does not affect our dinar that we have. We have dinar with the 30 on it, and that's what it's going to be when we go into the redemption centers. Okay, we knew this was going to happen, oh, my God, at least 10 or 12 years ago we knew this would happen. Finally occurred today. Finally, now, we don't know exactly what the rate is in-country or the quote-unquote international rate. I know what the rate's going to be on our bank screens for dinar. I know what it is on the redemption center screen, and I know what the contract rate is for dinar. Remember the word hundo? That's right, in that region, in that region. So let's stay very positive about that. This is very good news that Iraq had to get their digital act together, had to get their people connected with banks digitally, because that's what primarily they're going to be, a digital currency, a digital country. And they did it. It had to be done by yesterday. President Trump told them to shake a leg, and they did. They got it done. So Iraq's done. They've got a new rate. They've got the 30 off of the 25K, 10K, 5K, and 1K notes. And so now it's just a matter of us getting the go-ahead. This is what we heard from Iraq. All they need now is the go-ahead from the United States. And that go-ahead should be a call or some communication from President Trump and or Scott Bessent. And Scott, I'm sorry if I pronounce your name Bessent instead of Bessent. I just like Bessent better. I don't know. Okay? So though, I think that's going to tell when those guys decide to let this go. That's when we get notified. The Forex was not up with rates, but the rates were blinking so fast on the screens yesterday, and I would think also today, that you couldn't even make any heads or tails out of it. Those rates will solidify, and maybe it'll take till Sunday to do it. We don't know when they're going to solidify, and it doesn't really matter. What really matters is what's already happened. The Forex can show it or not show it. It won't matter. What really matters to us is redemption center screens showing the rate. We know what the front screen rate is on the dinar. We know roughly what it is on the dong. And we know what the contract rate is, which they should offer you, even, even if you have Zim, by the way. Even if you have Zim, you can get the contract rate on dinar. But especially if you have projects. If you don't have any projects, I would not count on the contract rate on dinar. If you have projects, and even if you have Zim, they should offer you the contract rate. Or if they don't, very politely ask them for it if you have dinar. All right, so where do we take it beyond there? We know bondholders were told that they would have access to their funds today at 1 o'clock. I don't think that happened. I don't think they're going to get access to their funds until at least we get numbers and are setting our appointments. So maybe they get access tomorrow. Maybe over the weekend. I don't know. We haven't heard that yet. But the good news is we're right there in the sweet spot. President Trump with Zelensky tomorrow in the Oval Office. I don't know what time yet, but I believe they'll get that done. They'll have a press conference probably on it. They'll sign that peace accord with Russia and Ukraine, and President Trump will be announcing world peace. Now, even if it's a temporary peace with Hamas and Israel, they did sign it, and it's in effect. So I think the president, you realize that's 9 different conflicts that the president, by including Russia, Ukraine, will have solved. 9 different conflicts. And it's tremendous. I'm very excited about this. And I think that we should all feel really good about President Trump leading this country, because he's doing a superb job, and he's going to continue to do that at least through the end of this term, if not beyond. Now, what else can we look for? We know that there were deliveries made today to redemption centers and banks of what I believe is probably additional USN currency, our new folding money. And depending on when we get started with our exchanges, we should have the USN announced as our new asset-backed currency. Because the USN is a very integral part of Nisara and Jisara. So I would look for that to happen over the weekend. And there's a lot that could be announced. There's a lot of things. You know, are we going to get the emergency broadcast system? Are we going to see some additional items of disclosure? I don't know how soon, but I believe that won't be far away either. It won't be far off. I think we'll get everything that we need. Hopefully we learn everything that's contained in the law of Nisara for us, and we'll see how that's going to come into play, how that's going to roll out. I know that it was, I believe, last night, the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, changed over to the External Revenue Service. And remember, we lost 70% of IRS personnel due to furlough or layoffs or whatever. And then the 30% that remained were the good people that will now be taking over the External Revenue Service. So we should get some announcements pretty soon about that, which President Trump's already talked about, External Revenue Service. We just want to know what it means in terms of no more taxes, because I believe that's what it's going to mean. I just don't know exactly when it's going to take effect. It may take effect at the beginning of next year, of 2026. It may take, it seems like you'd have a clean break, in other words, between one tax year and the next tax year. But I don't know. I just am not getting that clearly. But I think you're going to see Nisara rolled out starting this month through the end of this year. Various components of it will be introduced and rolled out for the next 2.5 months. Today's the 16th. We're halfway through the month. We're just going to have to stay tuned and pay attention to our emails. And if you catch the news conference, I'll be on Newsmax watching it tomorrow, or One American News. Both are good news outlets. I watch them both, and I think President Trump likes both of them. So I'm going to be looking tomorrow to see when that's going to occur. Now, as always, remember, if you're registered on bigcalluniverse.com, you'll be able to put your email in as a sign-up so that we'll send you an email when we get the toll-free number, and we'll also put the toll-free number on our website itself, on the landing page of the website. And Bob and Raleigh are prepared to handle that when we get the number. So, the other thing I want to mention is time might be running short to get the MedBed 100 and the Not a Class 4 Sovereign, or NAC4, NAC Sovereign is what Sue's saying now, to order it by. All you do is send an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. And when you send it, let Sue know that you have PayPal or don't, and it's a $100 for Not a Class Sovereign, NAC Sovereign. And it's also $100 for the MedBed 100 or MB 100. Both you've heard a lot about. And if anyone has any inkling to get into the MedBed, you really do need this class. It's two classes, about 3 hours, I believe, and that's going to be audio. These are audio-only classes. You get the audio as a link in your email. So watch your emails. Continue to respond if you get one. See what it says and respond. Make sure you scroll all the way down on them so you don't miss things. And stay tuned, and then make sure that you, if you want it, make sure that you continue to correspond with Sue in the email to make sure you pay for it, and then she'll send it to you, okay? And I would say that would be a great thing to have. Both of these, the NAC Sovereign is about team building and how to do it. And it's just it sounds like a fantastic way to get started. And, of course, the MedBed 100 speaks for itself. So, that's what I wanted to say tonight. I think everybody is ready for this. I know I am. I'm looking forward to it. And quite possibly, the weekend is in play for us. I don't know of anything now that's holding us up. Tomorrow we should have an announcement about peace, world peace, by the president. And Iraq is done and ready. So we'll see. I think everything is coming down to the wire. So let's go ahead. Thank everybody. Thanks, Sue, for a wonderful night tonight. Really cool. And thank you, Pastor Scott and Jeannie. Thank you, Bob. Excellent explanation about Myotrol and about Boomer Boost and Barley, of course. And thank you, Jeannie. Such a wonderful job on that. Really enjoy those. So, guys, we're kind of on the edge of this thing going. So thank you, Big Call Universe, and the SAT team for getting the signal out all over the globe. And just, thank you, Big Call Universe, for staying tuned for 14 years. It's been a wonderful, wonderful ride, and we'll see what happens over the weekend. And at the very least, we should have a call on Tuesday. Hopefully it's a celebration call. We'll see what happens. Okay? Everybody stay tuned. Have a great weekend. And watch for the president to make this announcement and anything else that he might say. And maybe he might have some comms in his speech. He usually has something that we can pick up in there. So, Let's go ahead and pray the call out. Here we go. Lord God, we just thank you for all that you've done in our lives to get us to this point. Thank you for your provision, for healing that we have through Jesus. Thank you for just everything that we look forward to. Thank you for giving us dreams and giving us ideas and witty inventions and everything we're going to need to know moving forward. Thank you for all that you do and for everybody on the big call. Continue to bless them. Keep them healthy, healed, and whole. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Good night, everybody. We'll see you Tuesday. Let's keep an eye on the emails over the weekend.